Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times in one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
He is Adam Schefter, and he is our insider to all things NFL. Adam, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Good. It looks like you're at home. Are you en route to the Masters? Are you headed there soon?
Going this afternoon.
Woo! All right. Well, safe travels. I know some of our colleagues had a tough time getting down there with some of the storms that were rumbling this past weekend, earlier this week. I want to ask you what you're hearing about the Packers potentially playing overseas. Mark Murphy has been doing the tailgate tour, and I guess he said something along the lines of, the Steelers might want to protect the home game that they have against the Packers. Do the teams have a say in which of the opponents or which of the games ends up being the international game? What is your understanding of how the international games get picked?
Well, I know this, that teams express preferences to the league all the time. We want to open at home, or we don't want to be home in November. There's concerts, you know, at the facility or whatever it may be. And the league takes note of all the requests that come in from all the teams. And I think the league tries to accommodate as many requests as it can. But, of course, it's impossible to do that. And if the league wants the Packers and Steelers to play in Ireland – in the first game ever played there, which I would think that the league would, then even if the Packers don't want to give up that home game, the league may say it's for the good of the league and that's the way it's going to go. Now, the league may say to Mark Murphy, okay, you want that. It's important. Steelers don't come through Green Bay very often. No problem. We'll get – so, like, it's just a it's like bartering. It's chip trading. Like, what's important, what's not? You're going to give up something to get something. So I don't know where the league is going to come in on this. I don't know how the situation will net out. I would guess that the league would want the Steelers and Packers to be the first game in Ireland. I don't know if they view that as too valuable a game to place there, or they might say, you know what, that's exactly what we want to do, even though Green Bay doesn't want to give up that game.
Adam, do you do a mock draft?
I don't. No. I've been asked to, and, you know, I don't feel the need to do that. And it's a very hard thing to do. And if you get three or four or five picks right, you're doing well. And so now all of a sudden, you know, you don't know anything because you got 28 picks wrong. So I don't think there's any sense in me putting my name into that ring when there are so many mock drafts as there are anyway.
Who do you think will be available? I'm talking receivers available to the Packers at 23.
I think that's right in the range that Emeka Ogbuka would be there.
Okay.
I think it's possible that Tet McMillan could be there at that point. Possible.
Really?
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not telling you he will be, but I think it's possible.
Do you think teams factor in, Adam? Because you look at all the receivers in the, you know, in the last 10 years that have come out of Ohio State, there really hasn't been any bust. You know, there even like Olave, he's still a good player. You know, you got Marvin Harrison. You think that goes into their thinking like, we really can't go wrong with Ohio State guys. Let's take them. Even if someone may be rated a little bit higher at another school that doesn't have the same.
I think they've got grades on guys, and I think they're going to stick to that. I don't know where Green Bay, you know, rates Matthew Golden or Tet McMillan or Emeka Ogbuka or – you know, how those things compare to one another. And I don't think, like, they're saying, okay, well, Ogbuka did go to Ohio State, and they produced Michael Thomas and Chris Olave and Marvin Harrison. And yeah, I don't think they're doing that, but you know, it's all part of the equation that gets factored into the grade that they have on the guy. And by the way, and a feeling you have on the guy too, probably like just an overall outlook.
Well, and I know that Brian Hartline, who is the wide receivers coach there at Ohio State, is very well respected amongst the league, obviously former player. But the fact that he has had such consistent success developing these guys at the collegiate level and then them showing out in the NFL, it's a little cachet for him as well.
Well, he's done a great job. They put out a tremendous number of receivers. And the interesting part is that maybe the single best one that they will ever put out is still there right now.
All right, Adam, like the draft, it's in a couple weeks. We can worry about that. The NFL season, months away. There's only one thing we should be talking about with you right
now. Yep, I agree. What do you think?
What's the first thing that you're going to do when you step on the grounds at Augusta National tomorrow?
You know, I think the first thing I want to do, actually, is I want to get to the gift shop and get a bunch of things and get, like, Father's Day presents and get you guys hats and things like that. See, like, I think
you
I
remembered.
Want to go do that.
You remembered.
You wouldn't forget. Buddy Adam wouldn't forget.
And get that out of the way. And, like, I think they ship it for you.
Yes.
I think they do.
They do. When I was there in 2019, I did not know that. And that was, like, the best thing. Because then you'd have to walk around with, like, all the stuff or worry about, okay, how am I going to fit this in the luggage? Because, I mean, people, I'm sure, I mean, it wasn't just us, Ed. I'm sure people you know, oh, you're going to Augusta? Can you grab this for me? People just throw in the requests. Right. Because it's hard to get to Augusta.
But Adam, do you have like a game plan? Like this group is teeing off that you want to see. I'll take them to the third hole and then I'm going to cut across and go to seven and then I should be able to pick up. Do you do that or are you just going to willy-nilly it?
Willy-nilly. Like, you know, again, I'm going to meet a couple of different people. I have not yet picked my golfer for this tournament yet. You know, last time I was there, my golfer that week in the pool was Bryson DeChambeau, and he had like a meltdown. And I watched him for three holes, and I couldn't take it anymore because it was freaking me out. Like I had to stop following the guy. And by the way, like I haven't even talked about this, but last fall I got invited out to New Jersey. Jack Giarrapito, the producer of Happy Gilmore, invited me out for the day, and they were filming, and I got to watch them film. It was Bryson, it was Scottie Scheffler, it was Rory, it was Brooks Koepka. I was with these guys that day when they were filming, and I was watching them, and I talked to Bryson for a little while afterwards, and he was incredibly thoughtful, smart, personable, great. I didn't tell him that I didn't have the heart to say to him, like, I couldn't follow you that day that I picked him. Like it was so special. Yeah. I mean, I picked this guy, and I remember being on, I think it was the fifth hole, and he hits it behind the TV tower, and he's doing this, and he's looking up, and he's got his hands on his head. I'm going, aren't golfers, it's like, aren't they supposed to have a nice calm day? He's freaking me out. I can't watch this guy anymore, you know? And since then, he's evolved into this incredible golfer. I don't know who we'll be picking, but whoever we pick, I'd like to, if I can stomach it, I like to follow them a little bit. But I got to tell you something. I followed a couple of golfers that I've picked. There was one time I went out with Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, and Patrick Cantlay when they were playing at Liberty National in August. And the PGA Tour had me come in and go behind the ropes with these guys. And I had Spieth. And I remember he made a birdie up one hole. I'm like, you. And I'm like, whoa, I got to catch myself there, you know, not to cheer for my golfer. You know, and every time he hits a shot that goes out of bounds, I'm dying inside. Like, I don't even know how these guys do it. Like, I get all emotional over my golfer. So I have no plan, Chewy. I'll just kind of go. The one thing I do, I want to get the gift shop out of the way early. That I do want to do. And once I do that, then it's just kind of wing it willy-nilly and go from there. By the way, I also want to take this moment while I'm on the airwaves in Milwaukee to personally thank Ryan Rollins, the Milwaukee Bucks guard, for helping me over the weekend. I was in my fantasy basketball championship round against Kevin Pulsifer, a researcher at ESPN who does a great job. And all I could say is I was down on Sunday night at the end of a week. I don't know if you know how fantasy basketball works, but it's nine categories. nine categories, and our matchup was coming down to steals. He was going to win four. I was going four. It was all about steals going into the last day. But at 8:46 Eastern on Sunday night, I was down eight steals. Eight. And I was in the second half. I had four guys left. White Lotus was about to begin. I was pissed off that I lost. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to send them a text now. And I don't like to be those guys that text ahead of fancy matchups being done because you never know. But this was over. Like, I was down eight steals. He still had Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, OG and Nunby going. I had four guys in the second half. I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, congratulations. You were the best team all year long. He's like, well, a little early, but I'll take it. Thank you. Really worked hard. Planned this out. And then about 20 minutes later, I see Fred Van Fleet on my team. He gets two steals. And then all of a sudden, it's 10:21 Eastern. And I get a text from Kevin Pulsifer again. He goes, I don't want to say anything, but Torian Prince just got a steal. I picked up Torian Prince that day, and Ryan Rollins is going nuts. I'm like, Ryan. I look down. Ryan Rollins, who hadn't had more than two steals in the game, had four steals.
Yeah.
Against the Pelicans.
This was the equivalent. This was the equivalent of being down 28-3 in the Super Bowl in the second half and coming from behind to win behind four Ryan Rollins steals, two Torian Prince steals, three Fred Van Fleet steals, and two Andrew Nembhard steals. Like, it was wild.
All right. Josh, that sting a little bit, Josh?
Yeah, that one hurts. That one hurts.
Josh lost $1,000 last night, Adam, on a bet he should have clearly won.
What?
Yeah, three-leg parlay. He needed the hook for Anthony Edwards. A steal or a point would have won him a grand.
Didn't make a bucket for 8 minutes.
You know how hard it is to get a steal. I got nine of them. Nine of 40 minutes. It was unbelievable.
All right, since Ryan Rollins helped you, Adam, I don't want to be seeing any of this Pacer gear because it's going to be Bucks Pacers in the playoffs, all right? You got the Bucks gear. I just want to be seeing the Bucks gear, none of that Pacers gear with the playoffs approaching.
I'm just telling you, you know, look, I lost Dame Lillard from it. Ryan Rollins is my new favorite player. I'm just telling you. He will always be remembered. He will always be remembered as somebody that just saved my season.
That's great.
I can't believe in that entire story, which was wonderful, by the way. You casually dropped in that the producer of Happy Gilmore called you to see if you wanted to come out and watch them film some scenes for the sequel, which is coming out this summer, I believe, on Netflix. Adam, that doesn't happen to normal people. Normal people are not getting called to go watch them shoot Happy Gilmore 2. Like, were you excited? Were you like, I can't believe this is happening? Were you like, just another day in the life of NFL insider Adam Schefter?
Jenna, just sent you the picture. You could show the guys, okay? So you can take a look at that picture. You know, it was on a Tuesday. And it was like 2 weeks before the trade deadline. And I'm like, oh,
look at this thing.
I don't know if I
can. Look at this picture.
I'm like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can go. Like,
that's so sweet.
I mean, I don't know if I can go. Like, that's, oh, boy. Like, I brought my brother-in-law and a guy that I'm friendly with. Those are the two guys that you don't recognize in that photo. And we walked out. And right. I mean, I knew it was one of those things. In fact, my wife, she's like, you're not going? I'm like, I don't think I can go. Like, I'm not going to go. She's like, are you out of your mind? You got to go. I'm like, okay. So we went, and it was like we're standing there, and Adam Sandler walks out. And he stops and talks to us for 10 minutes. And then we watched him shoot the scene with Shooter McGavin. And I mean, it was pretty cool, the whole thing. And like, I mean, Gabe knows how much I love watching these guys, and so to, you know, talk with Rory and Scotty and Brooks and Bryson, and I mean, it was pretty cool.
And Adam Schefter and Adam Sandler, it's like my two favorite Adams.
Well, you know, I got another great story there. I'm full of stories today. So back in it must have been the late 1990s. There was this PR guy named Chick Namius, who used to work in the NFL, and he was helping do PR for a couple of movies out in Hollywood. So he had the idea to invite sports reporters like me, Peter King, Jay Glazer, John McClain, invite sports writers to be in the movie The Longest Yard that Adam Sandler was doing. And then not only did he have us film one scene, but he flew us all out to the premiere, because that way all the writers and all these newspapers are going to be writing about it. It's free publicity for the movie. So you think about it, you know, if they put us in one scene, they fly us out to the premiere, what does it cost them? And they generate more than that in public. Very smart on his part. But I remember going to the premiere and I step out of my car. They had, you know, car service pick us up and take us to the Chinese Man Theater. And I get out of the car and everyone's going, Adam. I'm like, I can't believe the people, you know, these days I just made the move to NFL Network. They're watching NFL Network or whatever. Like, Adam. And I'm like, I turn around and then I look around and there's Adam Sandler, like right behind me.
That's the way it goes.
Man, these people love the NFL Network.
I know.
Adam, we've gone over time, but I do want to ask you one last thing before we let you go. What are you hearing on the Aaron Rodgers situation? We're still talking about it. You know, we've talked about how it seems like the Steelers are the most likely destination. Will this thing get resolved anytime soon? Or are we going to have to wait till after the draft to see what these teams do with their picks? What does your gut tell you?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, I think the Steelers are still waiting to hear as well. And I would say this, that their offseason program starts a week from Monday. So we're talking about 12 days or so. So, like, it's not like he's got to give them an answer today. Maybe he will. Maybe, you know, he'll give an answer tomorrow or Friday when I'm on the course of the Masters and done on my phone. That certainly could happen, too. But I think they're just waiting. And that's the only place he has right now. And the question is whether he wants to play there. Everybody's in the dark, as is appropriate in this particular case, trying to figure out what he's going to do. And it's not like Pittsburgh can move off him and go get somebody else. So they're just in a holding pattern. They're waiting, and we'll see what Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he's got some reservations about playing in Pittsburgh, obviously, because they've wanted him all along, and they haven't gotten it done.
Adam Schefter, great storytelling this morning. We appreciate you. Safe travels down to the Masters. Have a wonderful time.
Enjoy it, bud.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you all, and thank you, most important, Ryan Rollins. You're the man.
We'll make sure that message gets to him. We'll make sure that message gets to him.
Unbelievable.
Our conversations each and every week with Adam Schefter, brought to us by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.